Foster's has laid part of the blame for the $89 million loss it posted today on a decline in Australia's beer drinking market. The company also points the finger at economic circumstances, with people spending less money on beer, but it also says an unseasonally cold summer and extreme weather events have taken their toll. The other major challenge facing the group is the rapidly changing tastes of beer drinkers in Australia. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Foster's demerged earlier this year, separating its wine and beer businesses. The company has a three-year plan to turn itself around after its $464 million loss last year. With an SAB Miller hostile takeover bid in the offing, Foster's presented an upbeat picture of today's more modest $98 million loss. But Chief Marketing Officer of Carlton United Brewers, or CUB, the Australian arm of the Foster's business, Paul Donaldson, says it's tough times for beer makers in Australia.
It's been a really difficult year for the overall beer market. We've had really poor consumer sentiment at the moment. Weather, so we've had the coldest summer for many years, and some one-off like the flood. So there's a few things that have driven what we think is a short-term dip in overall beer consumption, but our expectation and all our modelling says it will bounce back.
The other major challenge for Foster's is the changing tastes of Australian beer drinkers, which are moving away from traditional beers and towards newer products such as lighter, drier, sweeter beers, which have emerged as the preference of many younger drinkers, and ciders and craft and boutique beers.
There is a change, a generational change in how Australians drink alcohol and how they drink beer in particular. So if you went to a party 15 years ago to someone's barbecue, you probably would have seen three or four different beers in the esky, and now you'll see eight or nine. So there is a far greater range of beers being sold and consumed in Australia than there were, and that's evidenced by the fact I think we've seen almost a tripling of the amount of beer brands available in the last 10 years.
Paul Donaldson says the new lighter beers now account for about 20% of the market, import beers 9%, cider 6%, and craft and boutique beers 1.4%. But he says those beers will keep growing rapidly, and this is an area that Foster's is now focusing on strongly. But not everyone is convinced that Foster's is turning its ship around in time to capture the profits to be found in Australia's changing taste in beer, or if it can. Phil Sexton is the owner of Victoria's Giant Steps and Innocent Bystander Winery.
I think overall, particularly in the mainstream area, I think they've got some real struggles to confront. You know, Australia's not unique in that regard. I've had a fair bit of experience in the US beer business over the years, and I was there as these things started to happen in the US market as well, and that is the mainstream commercial beers started to have more and more difficulties.
He says charting the changing trends in the beer market is tricky.
You know, going about trying to understand these changes in the marketplace and understand what makes a person buy this particular beer and not that beer is often fraught with risk when you use marketing techniques such as, focus groups and that sort of stuff. So how does a big company actually get down onto the street level and, identify these things and grow them when all the boxes have not been checked as to whether this is right or is it wrong? In other words, there's an entrepreneurial requirement in here that maybe they're not prepared to take.
Former brewer Phil Sexton ending that report from Rachel Carbonell.